Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com. Hey, just a quick thought today. Well, I know I've said quick before, it's gone on and on, but my thought right now is just a quick one for you. Past couple days, I've been posting a little bit about quiet women, and a sister mentioned how she's just going to be being quiet in the midst of a lot of things going on in her life, and it helps her focus. And I don't know, I shared that, you know, what a gift it is for us sisters to be quiet, to have that meek and quiet spirit. And it made me think of the contrast of who I used to be and who I am today. You know, before Christ, when you're in the world and you're running around in it and you're trying to make a way in it and you're living in it and whatever the situation might be, in my situation, it got to the point where I had to be loud and pushy and bold in order to make it through. And it was the expectation of me and the position I was in and the kind of person I was. And even if you didn't like it, you know, you had to keep upholding it because it's kind of like that peer pressure pushes you along. You put yourself in a position that if you do something different, the world looks at you like, hey, what's going on with you? But then after Christ, being a godly woman and being able to be quiet, it's such a precious gift. I'm just saying, you know, oftentimes the world will look at us and they'll think, yeah, there's nothing wrong with us being quiet because we look like quiet, godly, holy women. We're biblically covered, biblically dressed. We don't fit in with the world. We're not running around with the world. We don't look like it, act like it, or nothing. And so for the most part, when people see us and we're quiet or have a quiet spirit, doesn't mean we don't speak. It doesn't mean we don't speak a lot, because I do speak a lot when it comes to sharing the gospel and being kind to people and stuff. But they see that quiet spirit and that we don't run around and do everything that everybody else does. And so the expectation of us is to have a quieter spirit for the most part. I know there's some of them, they look at it in the opposite direction, thinking, oh yeah, you're kind of, what do you want to say? You're oppressed and you're in bondage and all this other stuff. But I would just say from my experience, most often people will just kind of expect us godly women to be different than the world. And so, I don't know, I just think of what an awesome, precious gift that is for us to have that meek and quiet spirit. Because you know what? In this busy world, with everything running and racing and loud and expectations, for us to be able to just lay all our cares and our worries and our burdens down at the feet of the Lord and just keep pressing through, focusing on Him. It's like, you know, the battle's going on and raging around us, and we do fight the battles with the Word of God and killing our flesh and all this stuff, but in a meek and quiet way. And I just love that. It's just something nice and calm and settling to the heart, to the spirit, to the mind, to the flesh, to just ponder that meek and quiet spirit, full of joy, thankfulness, contentedness, while the world races around us. We can be that light, that shining light, that settling, that calm, and pointing to our Savior and our Master and our Lord and our King, because we're going to represent who He is, and people will see that in us. And there are people out there who see how crazy this world is, and they might be looking for, is there anything different than this? They might not even know they're looking. They might not know this Creator God, and they can see that settling in this world, in us. You know, when I say settling, I guess let me explain it. To me, I'm settled. You know, instead of arms flailing all over and everything in chaos, it's just peaceful and settled. You know, like the wind, I'm watching the wind blow the tree leaves around, and it's windy and gusty. Not like yesterday, it was pretty bad yesterday. But then when that wind stops, the leaves are just settled, and they're just doing their thing, what God created them to do. And so anyway, I guess what it made me think of, oops, I just lost, I was gonna read this here, and let us go with this. Psalm 46:10-11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Praise God, sisters. Hold fast and be meek and quiet in that spirit. And give Him thanks and joy. and be content. And give him all your love. Love him with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. All right, I love you, sisters. May God be praised.